Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen, it's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open your window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be a blessing. Come on, it's your season, set. In the field, I'm blessed going out, I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed. Flood, but I'm standing here because of his blood. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. Come on, say it again, say
it. It's your season
to be blessed.
God made you a promise.
say? What season is it? It's my season to be healed.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We truly give God honor this morning. Yes, it is our season. Amen. To be blessed today. Amen. Hallelujah. So we give God the glory. We give God the glory. We give God the glory. Come on, let's give God the glory on this Sunday morning. Amen. Praise God that he woke us up. We are in our right mind. We have the activity of our limbs. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know that God is still yet a good God and he's still yet doing miracles? Amen. Praise God. It is our season. It's our season. Amen. To be blessed. You done been through the rain. You done been through the plane. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You done been through all those things. Hallelujah. Yes, it is our season. So welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for you, you, and you this morning. Hallelujah. Because God yet is still on the throne. Hallelujah. He ain't coming off, y'all. Hallelujah. He watches over us, protects us, and he shields us. Amen. So I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Being here this morning, it's been a very trying morning for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry it took a minute, but this morning I know pretty much that God is going to move in such a phenomenal way. My husband told me this morning, you got to get everything together at nighttime, because this morning I was looking all over for like an hour and a half. I done lost a piece of my equipment, praise God. So I thank God, amen. I know that he will replace it. So I just give God the glory, amen. Let's give God the glory, y'all. Come on, let's give God the glory, hallelujah, because he's still yet worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's clap our hands for the Lord today. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, today, amen, I'm just excited to come into your homes this morning. Amen. We're just going to go into prayer, and we're going to see what the Lord is saying to us today. Praise God. And I bless God for you, you, and you. So let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, God, in our right mind, God, with the activity of our limbs, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, yes, Holy Spirit, that you endow us with your presence, God, this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your anointing flow, God, from home to home today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, if there's someone, yes, Holy Spirit, that need a special touch from you, God, I pray, God, that the wind will blow right there where they're at, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give them a touch from heaven, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, somebody might be discouraged this morning, so I pray, God, the blessings upon them right now, God, that you will lift up their spirits, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you will move by your mighty power, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for the movement of the Holy Spirit, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, yes, God, that you are moving through the airways right now, Father God, to bring change to our lives, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I hear the word change. Yes, God, I thank you for change, God, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord God, for the change that's taking place right now, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, in our homes, God, in our marriages, God, in our children, in our finances, God, in our health, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in our mind, God. Yes, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God. Now, God, I'm asking, Father, that you will endow me with your presence, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. That you, Lord God, will pour into me, that I will pour into your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, guard my lips, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, if it's anything, Lord God, yes, God, that I would want to speak on my own, let it not come out, God, but only your word, God, and your word will come out with power and authority now, God. Hide me behind the cross, oh, God, that you would get the glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray for your anointing, a fresh anointing. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Send the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only you can give. And I thank you and I praise you. I bless you for all that's on this line today. I ask that you do something special for each and every one today, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up, God, today, in the name of Jesus. Amen, y'all. Come on, let's give God the glory. Today, amen, I want to go to Psalms 23 this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 23. We all know it. We can quote it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can say word for word, but God has a word for us today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we know, you probably say it with me, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths, come on, it's an S at the end, a paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through, come on somebody, the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup, what, it runs over. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I read in your hearings, amen, Psalms 23 in its entirety. Amen, praise God. Today, amen, there is one thing that we all can be sure of, God is always at work. When you are at some crossroads in your life, yes, Holy Spirit. When you are forced to face the trials and tribulations of life, when you are at the point of not knowing what to do, you can always trust in God because he does. Every one of us go through valley experience in our lives. In fact, the valley experience are part of life. I want you to know that this morning. Amen. Praise God. Every time we go through these valley experiences, we tend to wonder why God allowed us to go through them. The Bible says in Psalms 23, David is speaking of a deep, dark valley where there seems to be no ray of light. And you feel like you are not going to make it. Valleys are not dead end streets. Come on, somebody. I want to talk to somebody today. Hallelujah. The valleys are not dead end streets and disappointments. Frustration, discouragement, and dilemmas of life, although they are valleys. Come on, somebody. Talk to me today. Praise God. Shouldn't be classified as a disaster. David even refers to them as a shadow. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Nonetheless, I submit to you that the valley is the only route to our own personal promised land. There is no alternate route, praise God, that we can go through, praise God. When the Egyptians chased the Israelites, know that you're in a valley, but God will make a way. Glory to God, glory to God. We must always keep in mind that His grace is leading. His grace is leading. He's leading us. And His mercy will never fail. His ways may not always be the same as the one we would have imagined. In other words, He may do the opposite of what we expect Him to do. And sometimes, advertently or otherwise, we have acquired the habit of trying to tell the Lord exactly how we want Him to help us. Come on, I know, I've been there, praise God, hallelujah. We want to tell God the way, God, do it this way, Lord Jesus, but we always want to tell God how to do it, praise God, hallelujah, and ignore the fact that He knows just what to do. When we are journeying through the valley, we sometimes tend to question God's timing. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Am I talking to us today, praise God? I'm saying us because I'm not going to say y'all, praise God. Are we talking to us today? God is speaking to us today, praise God, hallelujah. How many know that God's timing is the best timing? I know this because I am guilty of it myself. I don't know how often I moan the word, Lord, why won't you help me? Come on, somebody. But I was overlooking the fact that all I have to do is trust Him and stop holding on to the thought, or better yet, fear that God will wait too long to do something. David here, the writer of this beautiful Psalms, amen, takes a personal and positive view of just what God means to him. He does something that we all should do in respect to God and who He is. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. Come on, somebody. The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah, Jesus. He was not debating whether or not he was one else shepherd, somebody else's shepherd, but he knew that God was his shepherd. But when it came to his relationship with God, it was personal. Come on, somebody say, it's a personal relationship with the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I want somebody to tell you, the Lord is my shepherd. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. When it comes to our relationship with God, we should always feel this way. I would never question whether or not he's yours. But I know for a fact that he's mine, praise God. David knew firsthand the duty of a shepherd because he was a shepherd himself. He faced the lions and better and the bears and to protect his father's sheep, amen, praise God. He reasoned that God was his protector. Just like David had placed in his life, praise God, between the beast and the sheep, praise God. Jesus Christ placed his life between Satan and us, praise God. David was journeying through the valley, but he didn't make the valley his permanent home. I believe that from the beginning, David, trusting God, told him that the valley was just a temporary place. There is a question that, amen, praise God, all of us must answer. Hallelujah, Jesus. He knows, praise God, hallelujah, when to take us out of the valley, praise God. I want to talk to us about the valley today, praise God, because we always want the mountaintop, but we don't want the valley. But I want to talk to us today, praise God. Where do you most live at? Praise God, dude. Where do you do most of your living? Amen. The question is, where do you do most of your living? Do you live on a mountaintop or the valley? Not. Now, I'm speaking, amen, praise God, that what David is doing here in Psalm 23, although the valley of the shadow of death is the physical location, it is also another name for the road between Jerusalem and Jericho, where the Good Samaritan helped the man along the way. It was a winding road that was very steep, and the shepherd had to take their flock through it on the way to the fields. People would hide in the caves to steal the lambs to eat. So David wrote the entire psalm, amen, praise God, with this in mind, praise God, hallelujah. Where do you do most of your living? This is a question, y'all, that only you and God himself can answer. Is it on the mountaintop or in the valley? Since we are speaking, let me remind you, amen, praise God, that when the Bible speaks of the mountain is normally considered a place of revelation and a place of awe. A place that, hallelujah, that you be in all awe of God, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. To have the mountaintop experience means that you have to receive some insight and some inspiration. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're happy because all your bills are paid, or that you have very little worries, because if that were true, then there are a lot of believers who are always on the mountaintop. Come on, somebody. The mountaintop for a Christian is where we meet God. Come on, somebody. Say, where I meet God at, praise God. When we hear a rhema word, that's the mountaintop. Come on, somebody. And when we can see the promised land, that is the mountaintop. We all love being on the mountaintop, a place where we can feel God's presence, a place where we can clearly hear God's voice, and we are able to follow his leading because it is clear to us. But the valley is a quite a bit different. The valley. Everyone, all of us, experience both the mountaintop and the valley. We do so because life is filled with ups and downs. And the truth is, if you're like me, most of the time you live life in the valley. Come on, somebody. The valley is very different than the mountaintop. The valley is where life begins challenging. Come on, somebody. The valley is where many battles are fought and where feelings are hurt and attitudes are developed. Come on, somebody. The valley is a place, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. The valley is a place in life where we struggle every day with fear and our hopes and painful circumstances. The valley is for us is inevitable. It is so, praise God, a place that we don't want to be, praise God, hallelujah, because we find ourselves there for various reasons. It may be spiritual warfare or the actions of others, praise God, hallelujah, that take you into the valley, praise God. Or because our own rebellion actions, praise God, or even due to hard the hand of God himself, we find ourselves in the valley. Sometimes, praise God, we wonder how we get there. Sometimes God himself takes us into the valley. I want to talk to us today, praise God. In the mountaintop is where we come to meet God, but in the valley is where God comes to meet us. I want to talk to us. Yes, Holy Ghost. Ah, yes, God, I thank you. In the valley, I want to say it one more time. I want you to hear what God is saying today. In the mountaintop is where we come to meet God, okay? But in the valley is where God comes to meet us. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. As we struggle during our times in the valley, David reassures you and I that we can make it through. Just remember that after every mountaintop experience, there is a valley. You're either going into one, coming out of one, or in the midst of a valley. Jesus made this very clear to us, in the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. You will have many trials and sorrows. Come on, somebody. There will be people who will misunderstand you. They will criticize you, talk evil about you, judge you unfairly in the valley. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. Again, the bad news is you will have to go through the valley. It's not a matter of it. It is a matter of when. All you have to do is count the sunset. Oh, come on, somebody. And you will experience some valleys because they are a normal part of life. I want to talk to us because we always want the mountaintop, but it's a valley that God will come to meet you. My God, I give you the glory. You can plan them. You can't. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You can't plan them. You can't time them. And you can't schedule them. And they usually come at the worst possible time. They usually come when you don't have time, when you are unprepared and feel as if you just don't have the resources to deal with them. Valleys are like that. A valley can come upon you all of a sudden without warning. It doesn't matter how good you've been. Oh, come on, somebody. I want to talk to us today. It doesn't matter, praise God, if you're reading your Bible every day, you're praying every day, you're doing fasting every day. It doesn't matter, praise God, how my shanda kuya da bashanda. It doesn't matter how good you've been, how careful you've been. Life is such that those old valleys will come just the same. The valley are impartations. Come on, somebody. It's impartial. They are not selective. They come to enrich you, praise God, hallelujah. Yes, God, thank you, Jesus. They come to the rich, they come to the poor, they come to the men, they come to the women, they come to the black, they come to the white. No one is exempt from the valley. David, in his classic psalm, is telling us something here by utilizing the word through. I want to talk to you about through today. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. It appears that he is saying that anything you walk on, you walk or go through, has a beginning and it has an end. Oh, come on, somebody help me, Holy Ghost. I ain't gonna get no shouts. I ain't gonna get no, ain't gonna be no amens today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But God wants to talk to us today. Let us know, praise God. Yes, it will be some time that you're gonna go through some things. Amen. Praise God. But know this. Everything has a beginning. Everything has an end. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Remember, he said, you might be at the forefront of it, you might be at the middle of it, you might be at the end of it, but every beginning has an end. He realized that while we're in the valley through our faith, God will meet us there. God will meet you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. If you're in the midst, amen, glory to God, glory to God. And you feel like your finances, glory to God. Your health is messed up, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The ministry is not moving, praise God. People are talking about you, backstabbing, saying all matters of evil against you, praise God. It's okay because everything has an end, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But know this, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God will come to meet you at that place. My God, I give you the glory. He'll take up residence in the valley. Somebody say it has an end, so don't take residence in the valley, praise God. God will meet us there as long as we don't decide for ourselves to take up residence in the valley. Some people have been down so long until getting up just ain't on their mind. Don't sit there. Don't get the tent, praise God. Don't get the beast here, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. Don't you sit there. Don't you go that place, amen, praise God. Oh, that woe is me, God, what you doing? How long I'm going to be there, praise God. Don't you murmur. Don't you complain, praise God. Because it has an end. It has an end. Some people are in the valley so long until they decide to stay there. They give up and stop praying. Their faith is challenged. Their hope is gone. They are like the Israelite who asked the question, how can we sing a song in Zion in such a strange land? But if only they were like the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were willing to go through the fiery furnace, they didn't camp there. They said with great assurance that through the fire, the flame, and the smoke, the Lord will be with us. So go ahead and put us in and if you will, because it is only a temporary place. When it comes to the valley, some people want to give up. I'm speaking to somebody right now. I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus and the authority that he has given me, praise God, that you will get up. Come on, get up, get up, get up. If only they were like Moses at the Red Sea or Daniel in the lion's den, ask them, and they will tell you, respectively, that the Egypt was just temporary because God opened up the Red Sea just in time. Somebody say, it's going to be just in time, and it's going to be the timing of God. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. It's going to be right on time. Oh, come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit, I hear you, God. You're going to be right on time, the right day, the right time, just like a baby is born. Praise God. You carry that baby for 9 months or some of you earlier. Praise God. Hallelujah. But at the point in time, the time that God wants that baby to be born, it will be born on the day that God wanted to be born. At the time that God wanted to, oh, come on, somebody, to be. The timing of God is so important in the kingdom of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Ask them and they will tell you respectively that the Egypt was just a temporary because God opened up the Red Sea just in time, and the lion's den was just temporary because God momentarily sold up the jaws of the lion in the den. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is your protector. He is your shield. He is your buckler. How, yes, Holy Ghost. I know that we all have troubled times. Sometimes we can't. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Help but run into some very low places, but you can rest assured that God does not intend for us to stay there. Somebody say, I'm not going to stay there, praise God. I'm going to get my hope back. I'm going to get my praise back. I'm going to start praying again. I'm going to start getting up again. I'm going to do what God called me to do, praise God, because I'm in a temporary place. I'm in a temporary place, amen. I won't stay there, praise God. The valley are sometimes a gift from God. Somebody say it's a gift from God. My God, I give you the glory. It's a gift from God. Valleys are part of life. No one will ever go through life and at the end boast that I made it through without scars. Believe it or not, but sometimes we can view the valley as a gift from God, because anything that brings us to him and to his way is actually a gift. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I remember, amen, back when I first started ministry, a friend admittedly lived an extremely sinful life of alcohol and drugs and sex with women and other than his wife, praise God. He told me that his life was not complete until he was involved in serious automobile accident. Prior to, his life was miserable and he was headed for a sure disaster. His vehicle was totaled, but there was not one scratch on his body. That's a testimony. He said that he took it as a warning that he was headed down the wrong direction in life. For sure, no one wants to experience an accident of his nature. Come on, somebody. We don't want to do that. But this particular accident opened up, come on, somebody, opened up my good friend's eyes. Oh, come on, somebody. And years passed by. The report is preaching and teaching the word of God. God will cause some things, amen, in our lives, amen, to bring us closer to him. Now, we don't want to be in no accident. That's not what we want to do, praise God, hallelujah. Glory to his name. And I noticed that men, Pastor Waters was talking years ago, and we listened to testimonies of men sitting in the church, praise God, and how they was doing Jesus. It's always, it's so hard, amen, and I noticed this, praise God, that women are easy to come to God because we are loving by nature, but it seems like the men sometimes are hard-headed, praise God. I'm sorry, men, I got to talk to y'all today too, praise God, and I know that we got some women, praise God, but God is just bringing this back to my remembrance and how, praise God, the men sometimes are so hard-headed, they so rebellious, and they have to get the pride out and all that other stuff. God had to go through all these things, amen, just to say, just to make them say hallelujah, God, I'll serve you, God, I'll preach for you, God, I'll teach for you. So we don't want to do that, and women, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. We are there to pray for our men, praise God. We are there to lift them up, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God. We are there to help them to push on, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, and vice versa. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. He lived a wild life and in the valley, just received a gift from God while in the valley. And so the valley enough, they are temporary. They actually do have a purpose. Yes, God, I thank you. I want to go, amen, praise God. 1 Peter 1:6-7, we read, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptation. That's 1 Peter, y'all. That the trials of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes. And what they tried with fire might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ. In other words, even though it is necessary that we walk through the valley of life for a little while, we need to come to a clear understanding that these valleys are only a test. My God, I give you the glory. We are being tested as fire tests and purifies the gold. And here is your shout. Your faith is much more precious to God than mere gold. God honors your praise. Come on, somebody. That's why the enemy wants to steal the people of God's praises, because, see, he said here, he said, we are being tested as fire tests and purified gold. And here is your shout. Your faith is much more precious to God than mere gold. This is why it is so important for you and I to remain our faith like David did. While we are in the valley, there is a question, a very good question asked in God's word, in the word of God. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Bible says in Luke 18:8, be assured that God has a reason for allowing us to go through the valley. He doesn't cause them because God is a good God. And he cannot cause evil, but he allows them. God allows, oh, yes, Holy Spirit. God allows his only begotten Son to go through the wilderness and be tempted by the devil. Think about it. Jesus Christ himself was not exempt from suffering, especially on the cross. He was not exempt from loneliness, and he was not exempt from temptation or discouragement, or anything else that we ourselves face. He experienced loss, the death of John the Baptist, just like any one of us. He was misunderstood, just as we are misunderstood, and most of the time by people we really love. And here, where I can really identify with him, he was persecuted and greatly criticized. And Jesus, by going through the same things we go through, 7 says, the Lord is my shepherd. Meaning I have everything I need. Meaning that the Lord is with me through my life and beyond. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. What does it mean when the psalmist tells us that the Lord maketh us to lie down in green pastures? In my mind's eye, come on somebody, help me, Holy Ghost. I can picture it myself. A mattress of soft and green grass. Cold shade under the tree. No noisy street or traffic or worries or dangers or problems. Just peaceful rest. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. That means he gives you a new strength. Come on, somebody, get new strength today. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. Get new strength today. Yes, Holy Ghost. He guides me along the right direction in which to go. The first three verses indicate to us that so far everything, oh, help me, Holy Ghost, is going to be well for David. Look again. Come on, somebody said, look at it again. He leads me. He renews my strength. He guides me. Come on, say it with me today, God. He renews my strength. He guides me. But he changes it a little bit in verse 4. Because he says, even when he's not saying, if but when I walk through the valley of shadow death, I will not be afraid, for you are with me. Somebody shout right there, praise God. Because God is with you. God is with you. Come on, somebody say, God is with me. He's going to bless, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Let us rejoice in the Lord. Let us get a greater understanding, praise God, of the valley. God meets us in the valley, praise God. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. God is the one that's going to take care of us. Though I walk through, come on, somebody say through. I'm walking through this thing, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Let us go to a song. I'll be right back, praise God. Give God the praises. Give God the glory. Amen, praise God. Because the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I'm being a cheerleader today, praise God. I'm being my own cheerleader today, praise God. God, you are my shepherd and I shall not want. I'm going to say it. I'm going to decree it. I'm going to speak it. And I'll say it for you too, praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is your shepherd and he is going to give you rest. Come on, my God, I give you the glory.
I want you to help me welcome Nicole Binion tonight. Come on.
My Savior's veins, see, I
I will rejoice. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God for that song. Amen. Pastor, keeping it real, loaded that song up. Praise God. Thank you so much. I love that song. It says, I will rejoice. Amen. So we bless and praise God for the valley. Blessing God. Amen. For the mountaintop. Praise God. For the sake of time, I'm going to keep on going. Praise God. You know, a lot of times, amen, we say the Lord is our shepherd. Amen. Praise God. Do you understand fully what David is saying here? No matter where I go, no matter where or what I have to go through. Come on, somebody. I want you to talk to me today. Praise God. God is with me. Somebody say, God is with me. And if God is with me, I actually have no need to be afraid. Come on, somebody. You have no need to be afraid. In the valley or on the mountaintop, no matter where it may be, we have his presence in our pain, his love in our loss. Come on, somebody. I want you to in his patience and his patience, despite of our complaints, amen, through hardships, he may strip us of our pride, renew our passion for him, refine our character, and purify our motives. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. All those things happen in the valley, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, how you're building our character, how you're purifying our motives, how you're stripping our pride, amen, that we will be renewed in your passion, God. David said, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, but the original language of this is actually called the valley of shadow, meaning it is only a valley full of shadows. Come on, somebody. And the big point, praise God, the point being today, what can a shadow possibly do to us? It's just a shadow. It's just a shadow. Come on, my God, I give you glory. This is what David said. It's only a shadow. Should we be afraid of a shadow? A shadow is just an illusion. A shadow can't hurt us, but it can make us hurt ourselves. A shadow is called by an object blocking the light, and sometimes a shadow can make a thing gloomy or look gloomy, amen, and dark. But with every shadow, we need to look towards the light. Jesus is the light of our life. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He is the good shepherd, and a good shepherd does not lead his sheep into deep, dark valleys and just leave them there. Praise God. He does not watch over us from the outside. I'm going to talk to us today. He does not call us from the other side of the valley because he is what? He's with us through the valley. Well, have you any valley in your life? We've been there. All of us been there. Have you any rivers that seem uncrossable? Oh, come on, somebody. Have you had a situation that seems as if you'll never make it through? We all been there. You prayed about it. Come on, somebody. And then you finally decided to just wait on the Lord, and all of a sudden you begin to see the end of the valley. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. We are at the end of the valley. My God, I give you the glory. It tells you right now there is a blessing at the end of the valley. My God, I give you the glory. It is God himself who walks us through life trials and to deliver us from all evil and fear. Yes, come on, somebody, talk to me today. The valley is where we do our struggling. It is where we have to cry sometimes. Oh, come on, my God, I give you the glory. And yes, the valley is inevitable throughout our journey in life. For our early existence of all the way up until our departure from this world. But God comforts us with assurance that even earthly death will never separate our souls from dwelling in the holy presence forever in heaven. This is why Paul declared that our deliverance from evil, come on, my God, I'm giving the glory. Hi, that's Holy Spirit. By the loving sacrifice of Christ on our behalf, who gave himself, the Bible says, the Word of the Lord says, he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. Truly, as it is written, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. And truly, as it is written, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I don't know about you, but in the midst of all struggles, come on, my God, I give you the glory. And the fact that the valley is only a temporary place is worth shouting about, because it is a reassurance that trouble don't last always. Oh, come on, my God, I give you the glory. Somebody shout right there. Trouble don't last always. Hey, quarter of Oshanda. Wherever, whatever is trying to stop you, a mountain of debt, come on, my God, I give you the glory. A mountain of sickness, a mountain of depression, a mountain of addiction, it may look in a mountain, oh, come on, somebody, my God, I give you the glory. It may look insurmountable to you, but it is not to make, come on, hide that Holy Spirit. It is not, praise God. No match for God. It is no match for God, no matter what you go through. One touch of his favor, and he'll turn that mountain and level it to the ground. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. So God wants you to know, praise God, yes, God, I thank you. I'm going to decree, and I'm going to keep on declaring, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's making me what? To lie down in green pastures. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He leadeth me what? Beside the still water. Come on, you can quote it with me. He restored my soul. He made me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. And yet do I walk through, somebody say, through the valley of shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Come on, because something great is getting ready to happen. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou what? Come on, I want you to know this, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It's in the fifth verse. My God, I give you the glory. Thou prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. Come on with me this morning. Glory to God, glory to God. Surely, 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 goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And what? I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This September, I'm decreeing and declaring, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. This September will never owe you debt. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. You will have more than enough. I'm going to decree it and declare it. To give out as well as for yourself. Your pockets will never run dry. I decree it over our lives, and you will live in fullness of God's grace. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, of Jesus' name, not only that, everything that has not been working, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in your life will begin to work. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Your finances are going to work. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Your marriage is going to work. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. Your relationship is going to work. Your schooling is going to work. Your health shall be blessed. I'm going to decree and declare it. Business and your spiritual life. Come on. God is going to love on you today. God is going to bless you today. God is going to lift you up today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Come on and walk through it, saith the Lord thy God. Come on through. Come on. I'm pushing you through today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, God, I thank you. We're pushing through today, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Edible Shanda. And I was telling my husband, praise God, we're always praying. God, send me a divine helper. God, help me, praise God. God, I can't stay in this place, praise God. But I changed my prayer, asking God to make me a solution to somebody else's problem. Make me a blessing to be a blessing to somebody else. Increase me that I can bless somebody else. Bless our ministry that I can be a solution to somebody else's ministry. We got to change the way we talk, change the way we sing. It's in the mountaintop. It's It's in that valley where we're going to learn. It's in that valley that God will come to us and talk to us. It's on the mountaintop where we go talk to God. I thank you, Jesus, for you, God, for you being God all by yourself. Oh, come on. You got to decree it and declare it. Open heaven 2020, God. Restoration 2020, God. No more pain, no more hate, because God is with us, praise God. If he brings you to it, he's going to bring us through it. My God, I give you the glory. Just know this, praise God. Timing of God is perfect. The timing of God is perfect. When God says, enough is enough, enough is enough. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. He stands up on the throne. My God, I give you the glory. I know it's almost time to go, but I hear God. When God stands up on the throne, and he calls out your name, praise God, and say, enough is enough. That's it, praise God. I'm going down to bless him. But I decree and declare today, praise God, from the power of the Holy Ghost, that God himself will call your name today, that you will push forward in the things of God, that you will be blessed spiritually, financially, mentally, and spiritually, and matrimonially. God, you stand up today, God. You said, I'll lift my eyes into the hills. Whence cometh my help, God? And my help come from you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody give God the praise of today. Praise God. He done took me to another place in him, rather than Oshanda. God want to bless you today, praise God. Don't matter about the valley. Come on, somebody, the mountaintop. God got a great blessing for you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. If you just hold on to the horns of the altar, make God your resting place. It all happening in due time. You will testify of the goodness of the Lord. Yes, he's with you. Come on, somebody say, yes, he's with me, praise God. He just get another praise out of me right now. Glory to God. He's getting a new anointing out of me right now, praise God. He's getting my prayer life back up. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. He's causing me to fast a little more. Come on, somebody. Oh, my son, the other side. God is going to bless thee, the old son. Yes, Holy Ghost, I got to go. It's going to cut off on me, praise God. Yes, the old son. Oh, yes, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the people of God. I thank you for them, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, God. We thank and praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, for what he is doing today, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. But I want you to know, praise God, starting tomorrow night at 6 p.m., praise God, we are getting in our revival. It's going to be our radio revival, amen, the great awakening revival. And this is what God has given me. It's called the Blazing Altar. It starts tomorrow night, praise God, at 6 p.m. Pastor Keeping It Real will be the first one, praise God. We have the bishop that raised me up, praise God, will be Tuesday night, praise God, at 6 p.m. Praise God, Bishop Thurman Butler, and I will be on Wednesday at 6 p.m. This is our revival, our radio revival, praise God, hallelujah. Be a blessing to the ministry, praise God. We want to keep doing ministry. We want to keep on blessing people as they come on. So I need your help, praise God. We cannot get nobody to come on if we don't give them a blessing. Amen, praise God. I'm quite sure that we still got preachers out there that don't mind doing it, but I like to be a blessing to the leaders, amen, because I know where they come from, and I know the time and the fasting they put in what they're doing, praise God. So be a blessing to the ministry. Sow your seed, amen, praise God, because there are more that we're going to do on the radio, bring other speakers on the radio, praise God, and there's more to come, praise God. So be blessed, everybody. Be blessed. Pray. Hallelujah. I thought I did pray, but thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then I'll pray a song. Amen. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come and I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do. I thank you for blessing MCI Ministry Radio. I thank you for blessing the people, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that you are moving by your Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking, Father God, that you'll continue to have your way in their lives, in their homes, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you move forward, God, yes, Holy Ghost, and bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I decree and declare, God, by the power of the blood of Jesus and the authority that you have given me, God, you say, if I decree a thing, it shall be established, and a light shall shine up in its way, God, in the name name of Jesus. So I decree and declare over my life, over their life, God, that they are blessed and highly favored. That this week will be a magnificent week, God, and it will shower down blessings. Testimonies will come through, Father God, in the name of, because we understand you, God. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the Prince of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen, amen, and amen. Wait for the song, because it's going to bless you, y'all. God bless you all. Amen.
I need you, oh, 'cause you are who you are, and you do what you do. Mighty, mighty Lord, you like me, illuminate me, let your light shine on me. I love you, ooh, 'cause you are who you are, and you do what you do.